And then let's go to agenda item 2, matters arising. First item is revised term of reference in paragraph 2.7 of the minutes. The revised term of reference of the Task Force on Water Land Interface was submitted and endorsed in the 16th Harbourfront Commission meeting on the 29th of April, well, in fact, almost half a year ago. In response to Mr. Zimmerman's request, he suggested amendments on the revised term of reference were circulated to members for members' information on the 10th of July. And then it goes to a briefing on the protection of harbour ordinance. I think it was actually the last informal meeting of the last term of the Harbourfront Commission that we actually have in-house discussion or closed-door discussion on protection of harbour ordinance and the implication, etc. And in response to the Chair's request, the Secretariat has circulated the relevant briefing material on protection of the harbour ordinance to co-op members for their perusal on the 3rd of April 2013. The next item is planning for Victoria Harbour approach and process. For in paragraph 210 and 227, the Chair asked the Secretariat to update the information on stocktaking of waterland interfaces and address some approaches to handle these waterland interfaces within Victoria Harbour. The Secretariat will brief members in this regard under agenda item 4 today. Paragraph 2.11. At the sixth meeting, Mr. Paul Zimmerman suggests introducing two presentations on marine spatial planning for members' information. The two presentations on marine spatial planning will be arranged under agenda item 3 today. And the next item is an overview of ferry piers within Victoria Harbour, which we dealt with in the last meeting. Paragraph 3.6 and paragraph 3.25, with regard to members' suggestion on the shared use of spaces and facilities inside underutilized ferry piers, TD has provided written reply as pros meeting notes in a minute circulated on the 17th of September. I wonder whether, I'm not sure if members have any further comments on this or inquiry on this. If not, then let's proceed further. Paragraph 313. Regarding the regular ferry service in Hong Kam, TD advised that they would liaise with the developer at Hong Kam Harbour Front and assess the amount of public demand for resumption of regular services, ferry services at Hong Kam. And paragraph 3.28, in response to the Chair's suggestion to incorporate waterborne inner harbour transfer into TD's study on public transfer, TD has provided written replies as post meeting notes in a meeting circulated, in a minute circulated on the 17th of September. Okay. And there are one more other issue is paragraph 4.9. At the last meeting, members raised concern about the use of water body at Kwun Tong Typhoon Shelter. Subsequently, the Secretary has arranged a joint task force site visit, briefing session at Energizing Kowloon East office on the 16th of June. Members of the task force and the Kai Tak task force discussed on the shortlist entry of the Kai Tak Fantasy and were briefed on the progress of EKEO and Kai Tak office projects. In that visit, of course, members may recall that we actually discussed the possibility of having an additional marine access point near the cruise terminal. Wonder members have any further inquiry on this, or any question or inquiry comments on this? If not, then again, let's move on.